Recruiting 100%. Ilja's Valley near off. Forward. The book you are holding is devoted to recruitment, the system of activities undertaken to source and select personnel. In my opinion, it is the recruiter that is the most important aspect of the recruitment process. Everyone else merely plays a supporting role. If the recruiter says that a particular vacancy is impossible to fill, then it is solely the recruiter's problem and responsibility. If a recruiter takes on a vacancy but is unable to fill it, that means that the recruiter isn't up to the task at hand. If a recruiter decides to work with a client that is unable to provide competent feedback, this means that the recruiter won't be able to handle the interaction. It's always the recruiter's problem, and only the recruiter can find a solution. Sometimes, one can lack the necessary skills or experience. In order to be a true professional that can perform the role with your eyes closed, you must immerse yourself in the job, putting in the time to rack up 5,000 flight hours, as they say in the aviation business. It's easy to tally up for yourself how long you work each day and each year, then the total you have worked in the industry and how long it takes to consider yourself a professional. I have worked in recruitment of professionals since 1999 and opened Business Connection, my agency for personnel selection, in 2001. I am listed in the of top 5 and top 15 recruiters in Russia, as well as other ratings. I undertake business training courses and master classes and offer training to specialists, an activity I consider to be a key aspect of the operations of my agency. In this book, it is my pleasure to share with you my experience, techniques and tricks of the trade. You won't find worn-out clichés here. This is the knowledge I have built up from my extensive first-hand experience, and therefore the book is crammed full of real-life examples. You will learn what the ideal candidate looks like, how you can identify them during face-to-face meetings, how to correctly evaluate them, how to motivate candidates, how to become an attractive employer, how to work with resumes, how to gather recommendations, an A to Z on how to perform interviews, the goals, types, challenges and behavior of participants, how to handle counteroffers, what the tricks of the trade are in recruiting, and so forth. We'll start with the tricks of the trade. They are universal and apply to everything. Many business trainers prefer not to share them. This is detrimental and even dangerous. Remember your own experience. You order corporate sales training. The trainer comes in, shares some knowledge and information with your sales managers. Your staff try to put this into practice as they go along, so some will sooner than others. Sales begin to increase, but a month later it's business as usual as sales return to the previous level. So why can't they keep up the momentum? The answer is simple: there is only 72 hours during which you can apply the knowledge into skills and turn information into action. The things you will learn from this book which you consider to be useful and valuable for your organization must be put into practice within 72 hours. Then you can transform knowledge into skills. Therefore, as soon as you learn something useful, write down the time straight away. You have to begin using what you have learned within 72 hours. If you fail to do so, then you will simply remain a run-of-the-mill reader. But I don't believe that will be the case. If you decide you want to ask any questions in person, or me to share your impressions of this book, write to me at director@buscon.ru or call me on +79 32 602 551, or look me up via social media. Is your company ready to talk to candidates? Searching for candidates is much more than just closing a vacancy. And the process doesn't begin by posting the job advert. Building your HR brand. You need to start out by making preparations internally. Interviews are more than just an opportunity to find an employee. They are also a means to promote the company itself, although this is often overlooked. That is to say that recruiters and HR managers will often communicate more with potential clients than your sales managers. If your company holds 50 interviews per day, then you will have more than 1,000 new contacts every month. That's 10,000 contacts every year. Moreover, these are people that came to your office themselves and are interested in the work you do. Since they're already there, they may as well learn about what a wonderful company you are, why you're an attractive employer to work for, why your market offering is so incredible and why customers should procure it from you ahead of the rest. The work of a recruiter is to attract loyal and potential customers, and to establish your employer brand. Employer brands are not created by marketers or copywriters. They are formed on the basis of your efforts day in and day out as you hold interviews. And every employee that is hired contributes to this complex process. Some companies hold not 50, but 100 or even several hundred interviews every day. And the recruiter has to be prepared to